Lock It Up Friday, and we're back here on Solon Sports Box Sports 1340 AM WHAP Hopewell. I know you're not used to hearing this voice, but yes, it is me. It is Jay Chris, and I am here, and the fellas are here too. But first, like I always like to do, like I always do about this time, what's up, Tri-Cities? Hello, Hopewell. Hello, Petersburg. Hello, Richmond. Hello, Verona. Henrico. Hello, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Virginia Beach. Hello, Hampton. Hello, Newport News. Hello, Accomac. What's going on, y'all? It is Friday, a Lock It Up Friday. The Olympics is still going on, so I'm still excited. Little League Baseball is in their regional, the regional semifinal rounds and final rounds. Football started last night, in a sense, you know, preseason. You know, it was supposed to start last week, but of course we had the mishap. The Skins were on, my Eagles were on, but we're not going to talk about my Eagles today. Well, we will talk about the Skins. We will talk about them. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe somebody is calling me right now. I forgot. That is so unprofessional of me. And since I did that, I'm just going to go ahead and be quiet, and I'm going to bring in the rest of the guys right now. My man, Mike. My man, Hugo. My man, Micah. And my man,
Wilder.
What's going on, fellas? I apologize for
that. What's going on, y'all?
What is up, Tri-City Areas? He said Verina. I have no complaints. What's going on?
What's good, nobody? What's good?
Little League
everybody,
Baseball.
Everybody.
That's what's good. That's what's good. Alex Rodriguez playing in his last game, or is he? That's what's good. And also, we got our first African-American sister to win a solo medal in swimming. And people are complaining. I'll tell you, boy, American public and Black Twitter need to take a chill pill. Remember back in the 80s, we would say, take a chill pill, yo, or stick a fork in them. I'm so tired of the American population. You can't win for losing. And sometimes I feel like I'm on both sides of the fence. So it's a great day to be a sports fan for this weekend, to be honest with you. What's up, Jay Chris?
Man, look, Olympic. See, this – all right. I have like – okay, I don't want to say what I was going to say because, you know, this is a family show. But I have a lot of sports excitement within myself, okay? Because
okay. You have a sports stiffy. It's all right.
Right, but I wasn't really going to say that. Well, I was going to say another word, which isn't that bad, but it's still – you know, anyway.
Well,
you got Olympics, you got football, you have Little League, you have – it's just so much. And then, of course, Serena flashes across my screen, which makes it even better for me. it's so much going on right now. It is. There is so much going on right now. This, like, when, every 4 years at this time, this is when I start to struggle, because usually in the summertime, you have nothing to watch sports-wise. I mean, there's baseball. And, yes, I am a baseball coach, and I love baseball. Don't like to watch it. Don't like to watch a professional game. I'll be honest. Don't like to watch a professional game.
That's a shame.
Unless
that's a shame.
Unless I'm there. Unless I'm there.
Okay? That's a
shame. I like to watch the college game. That's what I like to watch. It's more pure. Anyway, I'm not even going to get into that. But right now we have the Olympics. We have football that just started. I mean, you got Little League Baseball. We've expanded coverage to the regionals over the last few years. And I just can't decide what to watch sometimes. I mean, being the fact that I'm in the middle of moving, and I'm in the studio right now, I have a whole bunch of boxes around me. I had to make a path just to get to the microphone today. I can't decide what to watch on TV right now. And it's such a wonderful problem to have, as far as I'm concerned. Such a wonderful problem to have. I mean, even if it's beach volleyball, even if it's – I was watching archery today. Archery.
But you got to give it up to archery. Archery is one of the most premier sports – or, not, excuse me, not sports.
I'm going to say premier.
In the Olympics. Yeah, no, in the Olympics, it's pretty big. Because if you guys look at it, it's fun to watch. It's something that it's new and it's fresh. And let's be honest.
No.
What I mean by new is something that you don't see every day, Mike. You know what I'm saying? You catch it only every 4 years. That's why it's new in essence. You know what I mean? On top of that, fencing, weightlifting, water polo. Mike, you touched up on water polo on Wednesday.
Some of the greatest athletes there are, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. In fact,
I
think it's probably the hardest sport. You guys don't think
it's
such a hard sport to play
all day.
Yeah.
They train water all day. That's a hard thing.
I bet you that if they put us five inside of water, if they put us five in a water polo, in a water polo team, we wouldn't be able to last 5 minutes.
Absolutely not. We're sinking to the bottom. We're like that Titanic. But you know what? As a Boy Scout, I actually have an archery merit badge. So I was pretty good at a bow and arrow growing up. And Mrs. Hardcore, she loves archery at the Olympics. That's all she's been talking about since we watched it last. But it came on like day one of the Olympics. She's been in love with it ever since. So it's a fun sport to watch.
There's one sport that I'm not going to say I don't understand, but maybe somebody can explain it to me on this show. And it was the U.S. first gold medal of the games. It was air rifle. Okay. When I think of a rifle, it's, an air rifle. I'm thinking there's a BB or something like that. What I saw was the target, and then there was a light that showed up. Now, can anyone explain to me the air rifle competition? How that actually
remember the video game from Sega Genesis, Die Hard? Remember that game? Anybody?
That's a long time ago. No, I don't remember.
I remember that.
No,
I remember the PlayStation Die Hard arcade game. Well, maybe it was PlayStation 2. I thought it was Genesis. Okay, PlayStation. Okay, I went too far back. Definitely. That's where I remember something like that came from, Jay Chris. But it had the light up targets and all of it. You're like, whoa, okay, that's pretty dope. But other than that, no, I have no idea.
Are you not shooting anything? Or is it just the light shows up where you were aiming?
I'm not sure. It just like it's laser tagging away, doesn't it?
It probably
I guess
is.
In a sense.
I'll look it up. You know what, Jay Chris? I'll look it up.
Thank you.
As we're talking.
Thank
today.
You, Hugo. Have that for me within an hour. Well, that's right. This is a Friday, so we have the hour and power. It's a Lock It Up Friday. I'm just
real quick to do it in, too.
A lot to discuss. Of course, you can talk to us and with us. Holler at us, 347-637-3859. Follow us on social media at SOULNSPORTS. That's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Google Plus, MySpace. If you're still on that, Black Planet. If you're still on that, Mahente. If you're still on that, what else? Periscope,
Pinterest. That's your favorite one.
Pinterest. I like Pinterest. I have some good things on Pinterest. All right. Don't. Don't knock me on. I like Pinterest. I haven't posted anything on Pinterest, though. But I will one day. I have to find something.
You don't post
anything
on Twitter either.
guys, really quick. I have the definition for you. I typed in air rifle. And I'm guessing it says an air gun, often called a pellet gun or BB gun, depending on the projectile, is any variety of pneumatic weapon that propels and projectiles by means of compressed air or other gas in contrast to firearms, which use a propellant charge. Both the rifle and pistol, air rifle and air pistol, typically propelled metallic projectiles, either pellets or BBs. Certain types of air guns, usually rifles, may also propel arrows or darts with feathers. So it's like a gas, J. Chris. It's like a gas.
Well,
that
okay,
you use
what you just read to me, what you read to me is exactly what I know an air gun or air rifle to be. I want to know what it is in the Olympic sense.
Gotcha. Okay.
There.
Okay. All right. Let me look at that.
I don't
understand.
I got you.
Life. I don't
understand the life. All right. 347-637-3859. Vaughn says, "Who still uses Black Planet? You'd be surprised." Had a lot of fun with that website at one point. So, guys, it's my first day back.
Yes.
Well, no, I think I was on earlier this week. I can't remember. This week is going so fast, right? But the preseason started last night. We had a number of games last night. We have our NFL two-a-days to get into later on. We're going with Arizona and Seattle and what's going
on there.
Yeah, I figured
I'd give us some good. Figured I'd give us some good teams. We had some bad teams this week besides the Packers and the Patriots. Well, actually, we had some good teams this week. No, well, keep it going.
Well, since we were talking about the Olympics, I have one question for you guys. How entertaining has the Olympics been for you? For you, this is how you feel personally. This is not, you know, what everybody else should be thinking, but for you.
I go first. Now, to those who are married and to those who are not, who have, it's like watching Kelly LeBrock from Weird Science come out of the Atlantic Ocean, and you're just in heaven. That's how I really have felt about these Olympics. I'm not lying. I remember as a kid watching The Lady in Red and watching Weird Science, like, you know, she is the most gorgeous thing in the world. This Olympics has been entertaining every single day, every single night. Male gymnastics, female gymnastics, swimming, all the different stories that are – we talk about sports as storyline. There's been so many storylines in the Olympics this year already, and we're only 1 week in with another week and a half to go with our team, USA women team, losing. We're the best soccer team in the world, the women are, and they may not even medal. So the Olympics have been great for me, per se. What about you, Wally?
For me, I'm actually enjoying them. I'm not even big on swimming. I never have been, but It definitely caught my imagination. I've now been, you know, cheering some of the individuals in there. Like, you know, Simone Manuel did a great job last night. You had, obviously, Gabby Douglas did a great job. The other, what's Simone, her other last, I'm sorry, the other gymnast, Simone.
Biles.
Thank you. Sorry. Yeah, Biles. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I feel like they're a great storyline. I mean, Michael Phelps as well. So, there's just so many, you know, great stories and great performances. You know, what captured my imagination yesterday was Michael Phelps, you know, getting the gold medal, then having to compete in the semis and then finishing second right after, you know, just the semis.
Mm-hmm.
And so just so he can make, you know, so he's going to be in the finals, probably going to get another gold medal. But just knowing that he just finished putting his all in that one competition,
minutes.
Going to the second competition.
Minutes. Right.
And then finished the second, and he started off slow, but in the last leg, you saw how he caught up and almost got first. So, and then you add that into what Simone Manuel did, but looked like she was getting blown out, and all of a sudden that last leg,
mm-hmm.
you saw her catch up to a point where it was a photo finish type of thing. So, I was just very impressed, man. I watched, I was at the bar watching the Olympics and all kinds of football. And I was just, you know, I actually, you know, turned my head from football for a hot second. Not for a hot second, real for a lot of it, just to watch the swimming aspect of the event. So I've been a fan of it.
Well, that's a pretty good perspective. That's a pretty good perspective. I get, Mike, I want your perspective on it. I think I know how Hugo feels, so I'll get to him in a minute. Mike, I want to know how you feel. Have the Olympics been entertaining to you?
I've been okay with the Olympics. For the longest time in my life, to be quite honest, I've never really been an Olympic fan as far as level of excitement like to that at Hugo. I'm very appreciative of athletes that we have. Yeah, you can boo yourself. I'm not even done talking yet. You can interrupt me. Anyway, I was trying to explain myself for a second. But even though I don't have that level of enthusiasm, I still am appreciative of the athletes that we bring to the table and the moments that we're able to make as a country. You know, Michael Phelps doing his thing, but even more so, this manual. I ain't gonna lie. Part of me in my head, just a group of people just around and talking to them, like, black folks don't know how to swim? That's sweet! And then it's just, hey, there you go. Because I remember a relay that was back in the London Olympics when the black guy who was on the 4x100 men's swimming team was the slowest guy. So
yeah, I remember that.
I remember that. He was the slowest guy. And he's the slowest. Come on, bro. And if it wasn't for Michael Phelps making up the pace, we wouldn't have won that race.
Yeah,
and so when she won, I appreciate it not just as an American, but I appreciate that, hey, here we go, advancing another area where we're breaking down stereotypes because, well, let's be honest, it's a stereotype, but one that holds true. I don't know a lot of black folks who are very effective in swimming, man or woman. And so I like seeing that. I like seeing those moments being made. That's one thing that I appreciate from the Olympics.
Because black folks don't have no pools in the urban community. That's why. You got to go to the park. If you go to the park, you go swim, you might get shot. So black folks don't go swimming. That's all that is.
Yeah, they find some special substances in those pools, too. This is weird, man. I've been to those public pools. Scary.
I have to say, you know, I am, and Mike, you'll know this. I live in a neighborhood where I grew up in a neighborhood that has the oldest black-owned pool in the country. So I grew up. I actually learned how to swim at a hotel in Jersey when my family said, well, not my family, but a certain member of my, I think it was my uncle or somebody. So you're gonna learn how to swim today. I'm tired of you just holding on to the fence. And he told me to jump off the diving board, and I immediately learned how to swim. So that happened in Jersey. And then when I came back home to the home pool and I jumped up on the diving board, everybody at the place was, oh my God, what are you doing? And I just jumped off and swam to the side. And nobody knew I could swim at the time. So anyway, Hugo, I'm going to go to you. How entertaining has the Olympics been?
I've been very entertaining. First things first, I just want to say, yes, I know there's a lot of problems in Rio and in Brazil in general, but I think the way these games have been produced have been top notch. The Olympic Park looks clean, it looks beautiful. All the way to Copacabana Beach, that whole 3 mile stretch from Copacabana Beach looks absolutely fantastic. Fans are happy, the Brazilian people are happy. So big ups first of all to Rio and the neighboring neighborhoods around. Although I know that the situation in Brazil isn't the greatest, it's good to see a smile in Brazilian people's faces. That's what the Olympics brings. You know, happiness. You know, it's the sport that we could all unite because we all love sports. A lot of things, for example, guys, rugby sevens. I don't know if you guys have caught any of the rugby seven matches going on, and it actually ended yesterday. A small nation like Fiji has never medaled before. They won the first ever Olympic gold medal in history by winning the rugby sevens. Big ups to that. The weightlifting competition, Mike, I don't know for you, it's one of my favorite ones, by the way. The tenacity that those athletes have been fantastic. I'm not really big on the swimming and the gymnastics, even though I love watching them and I love what they do. I'm more about the smaller events, like the weightlifting, the judo, the fencing, you know, different things like that. Yes, of course I'm going to watch the gymnastics and the swimming. It's just that it's cool that you have a variety of everything. And I love how now social media and social platforms are at that I on the touch of an app, I could watch whatever that I want to watch. Before, you couldn't. You have to wait for prime time and maybe to show a glimpse here and there. But in these Olympics, I've been able to watch whatever I wanted. And, in fact, track and field finally started, guys. I don't know, but I'm excited for the track and field. I want to see the pole vault. I want to see the hammer throw, the disc throw. I can't wait for all of that. So, to me, these Olympics have been the most entertaining since I've been watching when I was a kid. I think it was in 1988 was the first one that I caught, was, at least from my recollection that I remember, was in 1988. So I'm very, very, very excited to see the Olympics this year, guys.
Hey, J. Chris, you know what, real fast, what I have to say
what helps my enjoyment for the Olympics, honestly, it's got to be the phenomenal coverage that Comcast Xfinity has. I'm not sure if any other cable companies have
DirecTV has the same thing. Yeah.
They have the same thing with the, you know, the buttons. And, I mean, if I miss anything, I can go right to that person's name and watch the whole competition they've been performed in. If I miss that competition, it's all right there. If it's not even on live, they put me into the Olympic app and starts running it. It's just, so I think for me, like, no matter what kind of, you guys know, but my real job, I work all different kind of hours. I catch everything, and it's been great.
Yeah, I actually caught the gymnastics competition a few days ago on the app on TV.
Right.
You can go on demand, and they'll take you to that. It's pretty cool. The Olympics, to me, I got to be honest with you, as much as I love the Olympics, and I said this the other day when we were on, I've been entertained, but this year's Olympics have been missing something, and I'm not sure what it is. I don't know what it is right now. For me, it's been missing something. I've still watched it every day. I have it on the TV right now. I'm watching beach volleyball, Brazil versus Germany. The women.
Lord. Thank you. Got
watch
that when I get
home. Woo! Yeah, I'm watching right now. Like Hugo says, I cannot wait. You guys know me. I cannot wait until the track and field competition starts. I cannot wait.
Jay Chris, I got a question. Do you think maybe some of the exclusion of some of the sports, like baseball, for example, which was a huge Olympic sport, you being also a baseball guy, do you think, did you used to catch yourself watching the baseball when it was on the Olympics? Because that's a big sport that they missed
out
on this year's Olympics.
Not as much as I would watch the softball. I watch the softball more than I watch the baseball.
Which, by the way, the softball is going to be back next year in Tokyo. Next Olympics in Tokyo. Just want to put that out there. An exclusion. Okay.
I believe baseball is too. I haven't watched, like I said, I was more so into the softball, the whole Jenny Finch era. Very exciting for them.
Arizona.
The soccer, you know, I've watched more soccer, Olympic soccer in the past. Actually, there's going to be some track and field on tonight. The shot put final is
morning.
On tonight.
It started this morning.
And for me, there's a local aspect. The kid that went to that graduated from high school, which I coach, he qualified for the Olympics. I believe I mentioned this once before in the show. But there's a story behind it. And Mike, you saw my tweet, Olympics is storyline. I had to take that from you. Olympics is storyline. There's a story behind it where his father was not able to make it, to see him compete in the Olympics. And his father is an Uber driver. And his father just so happened to pick someone up that, you know, needed an Uber ride or whatever. And he was talking about his son going to the Olympics. This person started a GoFundMe campaign. He didn't even know. Started a GoFundMe campaign or something like that. Basically, he got his trip to Rio paid for to go watch his son compete. And that's part of the story. That's a part of what, you know, I haven't seen as much of in this Olympics, because they always give you a backstory. Always. And I just haven't seen it that much. I don't know, maybe if they're giving you more of a backstory on social media, or, you know, something like that, because there's so much coverage. I feel like they're trying to cover everything and give you a chance to see everything. But that's just one of the stories I feel is awesome. It's just a great thing. But like I said, I can't wait for the track and field. For me, once track and field gets started, I think I'll be extremely excited at that point. I think I'll have, you know, I'll probably call you guys in the middle of the night. Yo, did you see that? Did you see that, Ray? You know, it's just fun for me.
I would have to answer, because you always answer my midnight calls. So I would have to pick up.
Jay Chris, I just want to point out one thing about the Olympic soccer that I just want to put it out there really quick for everyone who doesn't know. I am not big on Olympic soccer, and believe it or not, Mike, you know that I live, breathe, and eat the sport. But Olympic soccer is something that's not fun to me, because yes, we get to see the stars of the future in this Olympic tournament. I feel like especially the men, they lack something that you don't see it in the World Cup, or you don't see it in the Premier League, or you don't see it in La Liga in Spain. You don't see none of that. And, for example, a team like Brazil, struggling to make the, you know, to make the knockout stages with a superstar like Neymar, but then you see the lack of quality that you see on this youth team. I mean, yes, I know it's all about the youth. I understand that, but at the end of the day, there's something about the Olympic soccer. You should care about it. It's the most popular sport in the world.
Not in America. For women, it is.
And your sport.
It's not even top five. It's not even top five.
Well, for your women.
I'm sorry, brother. I don't know where you got that stat from. Even if you check the stats, women in America darn sure don't care about no soccer.
What? So how is the United States the best nation in the world when it comes to women's football? You tell me that, and you got nothing
because
silly
that's
by
because,
tweeting. You tell
because,
me that.
Hold on. First of all, you're going to stop saying we like you don't live in this country and you French or something. We. No. First of all, you Americans, your country got kicked out as well. Don't get your thongs and your arse because you don't like what I'm saying. I'm just keeping it real. Americans do not care about soccer. They're starting to get with it because they have nothing else to do. But it's still not a popular sport here. And truth be told, the NHL is still more popular than hockey in America. That's all I'm saying.
The NHL is hockey, first of all. And second of all, I'm going to say this, Mike. In 6 weeks' time, when we come back on the Solon Sports, I'm going to come out with a fact sheet, all right, with a fact sheet stating the ratings that the English Premier League that starts tomorrow, how popular it is in this country. I will bring you cold, hard facts, and I'll show you that it's one of the most televised, the most watched televised events in the United States.
I'm trying to figure out why you have to wait for proof, and I'm giving you proof right now. You're in front of a computer. I'm not. You can look at it right now. In this country, soccer is ranked number 7 when it comes to sports. I don't care about tournaments. Yes, you have American football. You have Major League Baseball. You have college football. I'm sorry, I rephrased that. You have American NFL. You have college football. First of all, which is the second most popular sport in this country.
It's the same sport.
Then you have
it's the same sport.
No, it's not. It's the same sport.
Totally different
it's a
sport.
Different. It's thank you. College and NFL are two different things. Okay. They go 1-2. Then you go baseball, basketball, NHL. Heck, if you want to be fifth, I know. What's his name? Ricky Bobby said, if you're not first, you're last. Well, guess what? If you're fifth, you're really last. So
all right,
saying,
we'll see.
Yes,
I'm going to bring some facts.
Yes, people are starting to like it. Yes, it's starting to become more popular, but it's not. Little League World Series gets more ratings.
That's only in America.
Now you're talking out of yourself.
Soccer is definitely the most popular sport worldwide.
Yeah,
but again, I'm
going to say this for the last time. I can care less about what the world thinks because I don't live in the world. I live in America.
I really hope somebody is not recording that and puts that on what you just said on social media. That's like one of those things where I don't live in the world, I live in America.
But that's true.
We don't live in the world. You're right there with him, Micah.
You're right there with him on
that.
It's
the truth. I'm being honest, guys. We do a sports show.
Since America is in the world, you actually do live in the world, though.
No, I get what he's saying. He's saying, watch what I say because people take what you take out of content, and he's right about that. I get that part, J. Chris. But the overall statement of which I'm trying to make is that this country in which we live in, which we talk about American sports on a day-to-day basis, does not care, and especially in sports talk radio, care about soccer. That's all I'm saying.
In this country right now, soccer is not one of the most popular sports. I think you got football. I think you got football. I'm putting them both under football because you know college football, football, same thing.
They did a poll about 2 weeks ago, J. Chris. My bad. And it said, can you name the 10 most popular televised ratings events there have been over the past year? You know that seven out of the 10 was football and everybody want to put it NFL and college?
Number nine. Number
nine.
But see, was game seven of the NBA Finals.
Well, are we talking about the most popular televised sports, or are we talking about the most popular sports?
I'm sorry, I fear to see how that's any different.
Because, well, I'm just saying, you're talking about a televised sport. You're talking about something being televised that's totally different from the popularity of the sport. Now, what you're saying,
really.
as far as the sport being popular, I get that. But when you're talking about two different lists. You're not talking about two different things, but you're talking about two different lists. Now, we're talking about what sport is popular, most popular, and what sport is most popular on TV. Okay, that's why you're saying pro football and college football.
They're both
playing football. When I say football, I'm putting them both in the same subject.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
On that note, we'll take a break and argue off air.
we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, I'm going to finish my statement about the Olympics. I'm glad to see rugby in the Olympics. I mean, I love rugby. I don't understand all the sports, but I love it. And I watched that game with Fiji last night as I was packing up my place. Very interesting, very enjoyable. Shout out to Fiji that blew out Great Britain in the gold medal game last night. A blowout in the gold medal game. Is this basketball? Basketball doesn't even do it. At least not the men. Keep it locked right here, y'all. Solon Sports, Fox Sports 1340 AM, WHAP Hopewell. We'll be right back.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo in Hopewell with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Cronin Heights and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088. Or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Parton Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Parton Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollock Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddle Duck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounsell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
And we're back on the Solon Sports Live on Fox Sports 1340 AM. This is a Lock It Up Friday. This is the day before, or the day that the weekend is started. This is the day. This is the hour and power. Now, I'll let you guys know something. I'll let all the listeners know something. I went on off air just now. If you were listening before the break, you know, we were having a debate about soccer and football and the popularity of televised and all like that. I just want to let everyone know that I came in with a third opinion off air. I won the argument. Nobody else won. I won the argument, and that's all there is to it. So with that being said, let me bring in everyone else, bring in the rest of the crew.
I mean, what are you supposed to say when you lose an argument to a better, shorter guy? I mean, congratulations.
Nothing at all. I see you tried to get that shot in. It's all
right. Yeah, a little talky when there's the comments.
We have, last night, we had a lot of NFL games. NFL football, that's right, professional football, guys. Last night, we had it. The Skins, well, they are who we thought they were. No, I'm not going to say that. The Skins.
Rest in peace.
The Skins played Atlanta last night. We're going to get some reaction from that game from, of course, our resident Skins fans. Okay, but tonight we're going to look at the scoreboard for tonight. You got the Lions taking on the Steelers, the Dolphins taking on the Giants, the Vikings at the Bengals, the Browns at the Packers, and the Raiders at the Cardinals tonight. Okay, last night your Skins, they lost 17-23 at the Atlanta Falcons last night. Wally, I'll start with you. What were you able to take away from this first preseason game?
First off, the lack of running game. They got rid of Alfred Morris, and Matt Jones is supposed to be the dude. And you heard reports that, you know, he hasn't looked that spectacular in camp. And they still didn't look good as a whole, as a unit, with the running back situation. So I think first off, you look at the Redskins, you're looking at a team that won't have balance. It's going to be a pass-happy team if looking at it, but it is. So Kirk Cousins looks sharp, went 5-5. This is nothing spectacular, 5-5 defense. In terms of, like, some of the third stringers, you saw Quentin Dunbar getting abused. This is a guy who stepped up last year. He played wide receiver in college and played cornerback last year for Redskins and played well towards the end of the season. But in this preseason game with Atlanta, he was getting torched. But if I'm here, I'm a little concerned knowing they got the kid Fuller out of Virginia Tech. Got about four or five DBs out, three to four DBs out there ahead of him at this point in time. So he needs a good preseason. You saw Ryan Grant play well, three catches, 31 yards. Ross played decent, 49 yards. Four catches, about 49 yards, but he did have a couple drops. But that's, you know, he's in competition as well to move up the charts as a wide receiver on the depth chart. So I'm looking at this team. I think after the first preseason game, I don't see it so much. I think the big concern, again, is the lack of a running game, though I do think that's a big concern. And also the rookie Stuart Craven out of USC, he played well. That's a guy that everybody says to themselves, he looks like, you know, the NFL game, it looks a little bit big for him, too big for him, but everybody, they see the talent. And he played well against Atlanta. He had a lot of flashy plays, a lot of key hits. So, again, I mean, we'll see. I think game three will be we'll get a better indication.
Well, that was one of the concerns I had for the Skins actually coming into the season was the running game. I wasn't sure, you know, what they were going to be. You know, I knew who was going to be running the ball, but I wasn't sure if they were, you know, who had the most confidence in them. I mean, when you let go of a veteran like Alfred Morris, who has been very effective over the span of his career here in D.C., you know, when you decide to go a different route with basically a new quarterback in a sense. I mean, he started last year. He's got a few years under his belt. But he's the guy. He's now the guy. He's not looking over his shoulder. He's not worried about anything. You're starting with a fresh face in the backfield. You have your receiving core. You have everything else is pretty much set. But you know you got to run the ball in this league, and that was one of the concerns. I'm interested in seeing what the Skins do with the running game and how they look in the running game for the rest of the preseason and going into the regular season. So that's what I'll say about that. Is there anyone else that would like to go in on the Skins right now?
Well, I obviously, you know, being a Skins reporter here for Fox Sports Radio 1340, Michael Pyramid here with the crew, watch the game in totality and just some things. I need people to take into perspective. It's the first preseason game of the year. It's not really, in my opinion, much you can get out of the first game other than seeing what your second and third string guys and guys who are trying to fill pieces on a team can fill in there. But one of the things I'm glad King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media to the stars and icons, just put into our chat, which stood out to me, was the wide open catch that was dropped by typically the sure-handed Vernon Davis. Can't win with him, can't play with him, won't do it. He needs to start catching the ball because, I mean, and again, what do you chalk up to it? It's the first game of preseason, and all you can say, I think Freeman from Atlanta for that reason dropped a wide open catch to hit him in the hands and the chest as well.
Yeah.
All you can say is it's preseason. You got, you know, as Jay-Z would say, dust your shoulder off and move on. But like you said, they play again. Their next game is at home. This coming up next week. So then we can see the offense, defensive guys will probably get about a series or three out of that game. Going into game three, which we will, like you just said, see the totality of everything there. But it's exciting to have football back in any form and fashion. And just to throw it out there, I know our time is real short out there. I thought Geno Cheesecake Smith did a great job last night in New York. That's all I wanted to say about that.
And it's sad they booed him, too. Sad they booed him, too, those sorry –
347-637-3859. And just a reminder, it's preseason. There's not a lot to be told in preseason. You can see where,
right.
You know, there's no game planning in the preseason. So if you're looking really good or if you're looking really bad on an aspect of your game, remember, they're not game planning for the preseason.
Unless you're Carson Wentz, then you got to be happy because that's Philadelphia quarterbacks who never get to do anything great.
And I want to give a big ups to the Baltimore Raven fans and the organization for what they did for Michael Phelps. I think that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I'm honestly glad you brought that back up because it almost went over my head like a cheap effing suit. You know what? I'm sorry. I thought that was total crap.
Oh,
sorry,
please.
Guys.
That was great.
I'm going to tell you why. because Baltimore fans, to me, you guys are so funny. Y'all are borderline. You are borderline Philadelphia Eagle fans lately, in my opinion. What was all this cheering for Michael Phelps at the other 8 years he was winning Olympic gold medals? You took that time and his time to put sign on yourself. That's my opinion. And I'm It's my JMO. That's just my opinion. It's not for retort.
I'm going to retort. I thought it was awesome that they did that. When you have an Olympic great who's probably in his last Olympics and you get the opportunity to do that, you do it. And I thought it was great. Baltimore is standing behind their guy. I'm sure if he were a Philly guy, they would have did the same thing in Philly. If it was his first Olympics, it doesn't happen. He might be friends with Joe Flacco. He's friends with quite a few people in Salisbury too. So I have something that I want to bring about, and I haven't done it in a while, so I'm going to do it right now. And Wally, I'm putting you on the hot seat.
You bet.
Are you ready?
I think I am ready.
Next 10 seconds, Wally.
All right, here you go.
You tell me who and you tell me why. Next 10 seconds. This man just signed an extension to on his contract. And this other guy is basically playing under a franchise tag who might be signing an extension next year. And they both could be effective in each other's contract talks. Next 10 seconds, Tyrod Taylor or Kirk Cousins, who are you taking and why?
I'm taking Tyrod Taylor because I love his upside. He can do multiple things for quarterback position.
I love it, Tyrod Taylor. Hugo, I'm coming to you now, buddy. Next 10 seconds. Why? No. Here we go. Next 10 seconds. Tell me why Americans should love soccer. Next 10 seconds, go.
Because it's the most entertaining sport in the world. It has the most passion, and it has the biggest superstars and the best athletes in the world. That's the reason why.
Woo, I love how passionate Hugo gets when you talk about soccer, boy. Woo-wee. It's like me talking about Serena. I love it. Now, later on, I'll come up with another couple next 10 seconds to address with Hugh. I'm sorry, with Micah and Mike, and we'll talk about that. But before we do that, I want to talk about, and we're short on time today, but I wanted to get to this because I mentioned it earlier in the show, and it's been mentioned a couple times actually. But Little League, talking about Little League baseball. They're in their regional tournaments right now. Williamsport is not set as of yet. Do you watch the Little League baseball tournament? Do you like it? Does it excite you? What's going on, Mike? I'll start with you, because
in
I believe last year you had a team from Chicago in there. Two years ago, last year. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you were big on that.
My wife says it best. She said, "Babe, let me get this right. You get football. You get." Of the Olympics and Little League baseball in the same month. She said, "I just know this is why I love
great.
You because I love that you love what you love and you've never stopped loving it." I've watched the Olympics my whole life. I've done everything in my power to participate in a Little League World Series. I've always been unsuccessful at doing that. I love it. My mission as a father is to get my son into Little League baseball into Williamsburg, especially now that I'm literally 25 minutes away. From Williamsburg. Oh, that's Williamsburg, Pennsylvania.
Williamsport.
Okay.
Williamsport,
my bad. But either way, I think it's the greatest time of the year right now for Little League, for, like I said, everything going on. I love it. I'm always mad that Pennsylvania always plays Delaware because it's like, well, God darn, I can't go for both of them, you know? And I don't like that part of it. But other than that, I absolutely love it.
Micah, I'm going to come to you. How do you feel about Little League Baseball?
I'm a guy who needs a story. And when I watch Little League Baseball, I get the chance to see some stories. I am not a biggest. I'm not a big on watching the game of baseball, but I like the stories that that the different sports networks tell when the Little League World Series is on. I enjoyed. I'm trying to remember the young lady's name. It's off the top of my head, but thank you very much. I like how they were telling her story and pretty much how she was embarrassing guys on the diamond. I was like, yeah, you want to go ahead and throw that ball. I mean, when you're grown, you know, against grown men hitters, that's not going to work. But, you know, while you got it, you know, keep going. So I enjoyed it. That's just where I am right now. I'm like right there. I need a story to kind of get me into it.
Wally, are you into it? Little League Baseball?
No, I'm not. I'm going to lie to you. I haven't been into it. I'm not going to lie to you. Just I haven't been into it since I was a kid. I used to really be a fan of it when I was younger, much younger. I just thought that, you know, how it was televised and whatnot, and the innocence of it. I feel nowadays they do too much promoting of it. It's a little different to me than what it used to be. So it just seemed real. It was the purity of it was a little bit more to me back when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Watching it nowadays, it's people are overly critical of little kids too. Like they walk off, do a walk off homer. It's like you shouldn't do that or this, that, and the other. It's just a little different to me. It's a different time.
Is there anyone else that Mike? You went already, right? Yeah, Mike went already. I guess it's my turn. I love it. I love watching Little League Baseball on TV. I do agree with Wally though that I think they do a little bit of over promoting of it. I think that they really. They're turning it into such a business-like spectacle. I mean, it's fun, but the other side to that is it's fun to see these kids get the attention that the pros get. It's fun to see. In my opinion. But honestly, I was watching a game today. It was a New England regional semifinal game. The game ended, and then they interviewed these two kids, and they interviewed one kid, and then they interviewed the other kid. And when they interviewed the second kid, it was obvious, you know, he was kind of nerdy. He really didn't know what to say. He had decent answers, but they interviewed him way too long for what it was. I mean, it was obvious that he was slightly uncomfortable being on camera and being interviewed, but they just kept him on way too long. And I thought that was a little bit of overkill for that situation, being that it's a regional semifinals, but the whole experience of the Little League tournament and all like that is giving I think it's giving the kids the pro experience. And I think them getting the pro experience and the parents seeing them get the pro experience and having fun and enjoying themselves and basically living the dream as a Little League player. You're living the dream. You really, you know, seeing the look on the kids' face, you get the passion. You get the passion that soccer fans have. I'm giving you that, Hugo. You get the passion that, you know, you get the gameplay the right way. The love of the game is obvious when you see these kids play. The tears that flow from the eye. Now, personally, I laugh. When the kids start crying, I laugh. I don't know why. I'm a bully, maybe, but the kids start crying, I start laughing. I don't know. But, you know, that being said, you know, they really want it. They want to win. They don't want to be embarrassed. And, you know, ever since, you know, Monet Davis did her thing, it would, you know, it made even more attention come to the league. I think that whole they made the League World Series a big deal, but I think the way they rode Monet Davis's coattails, that one was about 3 years ago. When they did that, they brought even more attention to it. They brought a whole other aspect to it, and now, you know, I think you see little girls hoping to see another girl play. So, you know, with that being said, I enjoy it. I love it. I'm a big fan of it. And right now, it's football, it's Olympic, it's Little League World Series. I love it. And then I'll ride that coattails until playoff baseball comes around. And that'll be that. Let's take our last break, and then we're going to come out and close the show. So keep it locked right here at the Solon Sports, 1340 AM, Fox Sports, WHAP, Hopewell. We'll be right back.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company, they will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell. Down by the riverside. Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pendis speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package, which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Mike Knox, Mike Pyramid, next 10 seconds. Lionel Messi, is he the best athlete in the world? Next 10 seconds.
Three seconds.
And there's his answer. Micah, next 10 seconds, Micah. Are the Colts a playoff team?
Oh, yes, definitely. Now, would it be wild card? Would it be wild card? Because there's a good chance that them and Houston are going to really battle it out and beat each other for the division. But they're going to be a wild card team.
All right. Well, there you have it. Look, it's time for us to get out of here. We want to thank you for being with us all week. We will catch you guys next week. Enjoy the Olympics. Enjoy the weekend. We got a big interview coming up next week. So with that being said, thank you for listening to the Solon Sports right here on Fox Sports 1340 AM. We'll catch y'all next week. We love y'all for loving us. Peace.
Cash, homie. This is the Solon Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk.